Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April 6, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm the analyst here at Nasdaq. Dorsey, you're right. Saw a mixed action from the indices on last Thursday's trading. Markets closed on Friday. We saw crude rally pretty notably up over 11%, carrying broader commodities, though we did see gold down over 2% there. Mix for U.S. equity indexes. Russell 2000 was up 70 basis points. Dow only one ne technically a negative territory, down 13 basis points. International equities negative territory as well. Looking at that chart of crude, still seeing it maintain that column of X's. It rallied up to 113 during Friday's, or pardon me, Thursday's trading, ultimately settling here around 111 for the close. As for gold, did see it reverse down on Thursday's action there to 4,600. We saw that buy signal following last Tuesday's action on the 31st, but now seeing it reverse down here. Support currently at 4,350. As for our international equities, we did see EFA move back to a buy signal, breaking that double top there at 98, rallying up to 99. Ultimately, so have seen support built there at 94 as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reversing down to 46,000 during Thursday's trading after returning to a buy signal during Wednesday's trading. We'll monitor that near-term low there at 45,200, as well as see additional support there at 45,000 from September. The Russell 2000 failed a test of that bearish resistance line there, had rallied up to 2540, ultimately reversing down with Thursday's action there. We'll watch that low recently of 2420. From here, reversal back into X's would move it back up to that 2540 level, but also it takes a move above 2560 in order to return to a buy signal. Also would flip that trend back to positive. As for the Russell 2000, we see another, or pardon me, Russell 1000, see another lower top here put in after reversing down during Thursday's trading. We're monitoring that bullish support line there, held in a recent test here. Ultimately, we would see a violation of the trend line along with another potential sell signal if we see that move below 3440. From here, reversal into X's comes with a move back above that 3600 level, and move above 3620 would return it to a buy signal. As for indicators, not much on the intermediate term or long term, but did see some action on the short term. The percent positive weekly momentum indicator for the NYSE, measuring the percentage of stocks that maintain positive weekly momentum within those roughly 1,800 names, has seen a pretty notable uptick, climbing back above that 30% mark there after falling down to 20 in March. So have seen at least a little bit of a rise, seeing some stocks move back to positive weekly momentum. Also seeing the 10-week for the NYSE return to bull confirmed status after breaking that double top there at 32, has seemed to settled here in the mid-20s, not quite reaching the low that we saw a year ago, but has, at least for the time being, seemed to settle. And we're seeing some stocks move back above their 50-day moving average. So starting to see some silver lining moves out of the short-term indicators. As for earnings this week, Delta will kick off the Q1 2026 earnings season on Wednesday. It's going to be, they'll report in the morning there, but Delta maintains a 3 for 5, moved back into a positive trend in the latter part of March there, ultimately is reversed down, still trading around that 50-day moving average, just slightly above it currently. So keep an eye on support there at 63, as well as the bullish support line at 61. Move above 69 would complete a triple top and be a second consecutive buy signal, but do note some resistance there in that $71 level, highs from February at 76 there. We also see Friday, this upcoming Friday, we'll have March CPI data reporting as well. So, still have some action to keep an eye on this week. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.